Hi, it's Grace with Hoffa Mama, and today we are talking to Daniel Henney, who plays the voice of Tadashi Hamada in Disney's Oscar-winning Big Hero 6, which is now available on Blu-ray and DVD. So, as you may know, Big Hero 6 recently won the Oscar for Best Animated Film, and Daniel, I, you know, have been watching at home, and a lot of my friends have been so excited because this is their first film in recent history, in my kids' history at least, that we have so many Asian American actors and kind of an Asian American theme in the movie. So how has that been for you?
That's been really, really satisfying. I mean, it's something that makes me incredibly proud. And you're right. I mean, when I was a kid too, I didn't have that. I didn't have anyone on TV that I could that, you know, resembled me or looked like me, that I could look up to, that I could sort of idolize. So it's a huge step forward, and the fact that the movie has done so well and has been received so well is just a testament to that, the fact that we did the right thing. And I'm very proud of Disney and the risks they take, and you know, how they thought outside of the box in terms of casting with this movie, and they stuck to their guns. And I mean, I think it all works, so we're very proud, and we hope this opens doors for the future for a lot of young Asian American and Asian actors that are coming up, and I hope it gives them confidence to try new things and look for new angles, as Tadashi would say.
Yeah, absolutely. And now your character, Tadashi, plays the big brother to Hiro Hamada, who is played by Ryan Potter. So in when you were working on the film, what was that like? Did you kind of take on this persona of the big brother and the little brother? You know, did you interact a lot when you were recording?
Well, ironically enough, I did not meet Ryan until the movie was finished, which is crazy. So the first time I met him was at a screening at Disney, and it was the first time we'd seen the movie, and I just gravitated towards him, and I felt a connection to him then. We have a very close connection, him and I. It's very brotherly. I can't explain it. We have similar backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
We're both of mixed descent. We have a lot of sort of connective tissue in that way. But, yeah, I hadn't met him. So it was, it's amazing that it turned out the way we did. That's a testament to the producers and the directors and just how much they sort of worked with us to get the right tone, which is very difficult. And me being an only child, I'd never had a brother or sister, so I didn't really understand how to speak to them. And it's a very fine line that Tadashi has to walk with Hiro in terms of, you know, when he scorns him, when he yells at him, you know, full of love and in brotherly way, and how, you know, it was tough. And I only had about 20-25 minutes to get the point across in the movie, to be the heart of the film, and it was a struggle, but we got there, and we're happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, well, I'm a big sister, so I can relate to that, and I think you did a really good job.
Okay.
You
thank you. That makes me happy.
And I understand that a lot of your work has been in Korea, and, you know, you were born in the United States, and the setting of the movie, San Francisco, Tokyo, is kind of a combination of,
right,
you know, Tokyo and the United States. So how did that feel for you? I thought that was a nice interpretation of the comic book.
Yeah, I mean, there's two different ways to look at it. I mean, aesthetically, what the animators did with the city is just incredible. The first time I watched the film, just as sort of an animation geek, my mouth was open for the first 45 minutes. You know, when you're first introduced to, like, San Francisco, I was just thinking to myself, what is going on? Is this real? I mean, is this animation? Or is this, like, the sequence where Hiro is doing the bot fighting and the parts are exploding and, you know, the microbots are rolling around, whatever. It's so hard to believe that it's animation.
Right.
It was hard
right.
for me to focus on the narrative, to be honest with you, because I was so blown away by the animation at first. So it was really incredible. But also, from a personal standpoint, I remember my first experience in Asia was in Hong Kong in 2001. And that first initial sort of visceral moment when you walk into, like, when I walked into the harbor at Hong Kong, and I just saw the boats and the mist and the tone of the city and the smell and the sort of the grit and the architecture. It was very special to me. And I'm really excited for kids, especially here in the States, to be able to see that through this film, because they did a great job of creating an Asian city, San Francisco, be it fictional. But it's still a great experience for them to see that and to see the beauty in Asian architecture and the design and what it's like over there. So I didn't have that when I was young, and I'm just proud that they have that now to watch. And, you know, kids can be watching this and saying, you know, go Tadashi, go Hiro. That's really special.
Yeah, that really is. I mean, I'm so glad that my boys can watch this and, you know, have this be something that other kids at school can be talking about. And, you know, I think there's so many.
No, it's super
themes.
Important because I was talking about, I'm from a very small town in Michigan, and it's
mm-hmm.
all Caucasian, less than 1,000
mm-hmm.
people, small town. I grew up in a very rural area. I got a tweet recently from some people in my hometown, and they were at a Pizza Hut in the small town before going to watch the movie, and it was about 17 kids at a birthday party, all Caucasian, and their parents, and, you know, very sort of just country folk.
Right.
And they tweeted, out to go support Carson City's hometown, Daniel Henney and Big Hero 6.
Yay.
And there's all these little Caucasian white kids, and they're so happy to go watch it.
Yeah,
I thought to myself, just think about that. These kids in these small towns in America are going to be saying names like Tadashi and Hiro. And seeing
right.
cities like San Francisco, that's never been done.
Yeah, and,
you know,
and I love the fact that there's themes that transcend race and culture and that people of any background can watch
human.
It.
Just being human.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. So Big Hero 6 is a little different from your other work in that it's an animated movie and also that
correct.
It's aimed at kids and families. So my friends have a theory that you were brought in to get the moms in the movie theater.
Well, I don't know what hopefully it worked. Clearly it's done okay, so I don't know how much I had to play with that part, but you know, it's fun to think that.
So in parting, I'd like to ask you know, if you have any advice for other young people, especially young Asian American people who would be considering going into acting or entertainment, do you have any words of wisdom or any advice to give them?
Well, I mean, doors are opening now, and it's important if you want to, you know, if you're trying to pursue something in the arts, whether it's, you know, acting, singing, entertaining of any kind, directing, anything you want to do, photography, do it well. That's what I ask of you, because as a group for a long time and to this day, we tend to be, you know, pretty intelligent. We tend to be overly critical of ourselves. I think a lot of times in my past projects that some of the biggest criticisms I've got is from the Asian American groups. So my advice is to, now that the doors are open, once you get there, once you get those parts and you get those roles or whatever it is, to do it well and to be ready for your moment, because now the moment can happen, where 10 years ago, those moments weren't there for us. And so it's time to stop, you know, complaining about not having a chance, because the chances are coming. And when they do come, you know, do your thing and do it well.
Yeah, good advice. Thank you. And, of course, you know, we're all super thrilled and celebrating Big Hero 6. And, you know, we'll be out there buying it and, you know, bringing it home on DVD and Blu-ray and watching it at home and continuing to talk about it and watch it. So thank you so much.
I hope so.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. We're really honored to have you with us today, Daniel Henney. And good luck.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too.